This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The number of deaths from the COVID-19 virus worldwide is now more than 170,000 people, with nearly 2.5 million confirmed cases. In the United States, the death toll is pushing toward 43,000, and the number of infections is nearly 800,000. The United Nations General Assembly has approved a resolution calling for global action to rapidly scale up development and manufacturing and access to medicine, vaccines, and medical equipment to confront the coronavirus pandemic. The Mexican-drafted resolution requests Secretary General Antonio Guterres work with the World Health Organization and recommend options to ensure timely and equitable access to testing, medical supplies, drugs, and future coronavirus vaccines for all in need, especially in developing countries. It reaffirms the fundamental role of the United Nations system in coordinating the global response to control and contain the spread of COVID-19. The governor in the U.S. state of Colorado says that the statewide stay-at-home order will expire next week. Democratic Governor Jared Polis says that he will allow a gradual reopening of non-essential businesses and permit surgical procedures and other activity suspended by the coronavirus fight as long as strict social distancing and other individual protective measures continue. Polls credited widespread compliance with statewide social distancing and shelter-in-place orders for an apparent leveling of COVID-19 hospitalizations. The governor urged residents who can work at home to keep doing so. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says that rushing to ease coronavirus restrictions will likely lead to a resurgence of the illness, a warning that comes as governments start to roll out plans to get their economies up and running again. WHO's director for the Western Pacific region said that we need to ready ourselves for a new way of living for the foreseeable future. He said governments must remain vigilant to stop the spread of the virus, and the lifting of lockdowns and other social distancing measures must be done gradually and strike the right balance between keeping people healthy and allowing economies to function. Despite such concerns, some U.S. states on Monday announced aggressive reopening plans. Several sources tell Reuters that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is not gravely ill, after media reports say he was in, quote, grave danger. Late Monday, a South Korean media report said that Kim was receiving treatment after a cardiovascular procedure. That fueled speculation given Kim's absence from a key event this month, marking the birthday of Kim Il-sung, his grandfather. But on Tuesday, two South Korean government sources told Reuters that reports about Kim's health were not true. The South's presidential Blue House said there were no unusual signs coming from Pyongyang, and a Chinese official with Beijing's main body dealing with the North said Kim was not believed to be critically ill. It was the Seoul-based website Daily NK that came out with the initial report on Monday. They cited an unidentified source inside the North saying Kim was recovering in a villa on the east coast of the country. And CNN reported that Kim was in grave danger, citing an unnamed U.S. official. Yet an authoritative U.S. source familiar with the internal American reporting on the North told Reuters that he questioned the CNN report despite Kim's public absence. The Trump administration and Congress are struggling to seal an agreement on more than $450 billion to help small businesses hurt by the coronavirus, but both sides insist a final pact is within reach. President Donald Trump says he expects a Senate vote, hopefully, on Tuesday. The planned expansion of a number of cemeteries in Rio de Janeiro City has been accelerated in response to the coronavirus pandemic, with 5,000 burial niches and graves now under construction. The Trump administration has appealed a court order requiring the U.S. Border Patrol to provide beds, blanket showers, and quality food and medical evaluations to migrants held in many Arizona facilities longer than 48 hours. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Ooh, yeah!
Hello again, my African Beat listeners from across the continent and across the world. Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat, on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from across the continent will be knocking on your doors, so relax, and let's go on a trip around Africa on disc. But right now, let's start off the ball rolling as we start from Ghana with Samini in My Own. And right after that, Lose Your Face by Raheem the Wizard and Daddy Rhymes of Sierra Leone and Chesa Namimi by The Bless. But My Own is coming up right now by Samini from Ghana.
I take my heart, baby, carry go. If you leave me, baby, I go die. Nekun the sun is the kitty kitty. Or camera footage clean, I know you're risky risky. Nisi mojira smile, si risky. Open it once, I'm in it, chili chili. For two. Tell the chichi man them say when we slam we don't want no problem.
Cause any problem come my way, man, we gon' solve them. Lose your face when you see me in the club. Lose your face with me 10 woman them. Lose your face, Master El Pandemi. Lose your face, oh na na na.
Yeah, we go enjoy naya. Pass passing say I don't tire. Yeah, we go enjoy naya. Pass passing say I don't tire. Yes, I make them jealous say them yes. Oh na na na, make them guess. I make them jealous say them yes.
And then when I give a chance to ya, make we shine out. Cause anything we do now, so when I hear you shine out.
Shake it.
Chesanami by The Blessed, and right before that, Lucy Face by Raheem the Wizard, and Daddy Rhymes of Sierra Leone, and My Own by Samini of Ghana. The African beat on The Voice of America.
Remember, every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
African beats.
Well, now it's music time. Let's flow with Onfe Komsa, the sound of Adele Clarice from Cameroon. And right after that, Dance by Askante Fatim of La Guinée. But it's Onfe Komsa right now by Adele Clarice from Cameroon. Let's take these messages now, which says, "Hello, Mr. David Vandy. You are such a wonder unto many. What a surprise. I am enjoying your African beats, the African Vibration program. Thank you so much for having time to send me an email." Well, this one is coming from Solomon Tesama of Addis Ababa in Ethiopia. Thank you very much, Solomon, for writing back. And you say you love the African beat and you are riding the African beat. Well, that is so great, and something good is coming out for you. Another message here says, "The big drum only sounds well from afar. Listening to you live all the way from Ghana, Akwapem Mountains. African beats, you do it best. More fire to the beat." And this one is coming from Maxter Mex out there in Ghana from the Akwapem Mountains. Thank you so much, and let the music roll.
your body left to right. We here to party. Shake a bum bum, yeah, bum bum. Shake a bum bum, wine to the floor. Oh yeah, go down, slow down. Go down, wine to the floor. Too late, don't fall play. The beat. Don't be shy, my baby. Hey, if you know you can dance, let me show you.
By Askante Fatim of Guinea and Omfe Komsa by Adele Clarice of Cameroon. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America.
Love it. vitu vinuluma. Kanuva zue baba. Tela vitu vinuluma. Abela bao, abela bao. Abela bao.
Judah featuring Samini of Ghana, and before that Abeleba by Kobazi, the young Liberian sensation. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and we play you music from across the continent. So stay tuned, I'll be right back with more music.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African Beats on the Voice of America. with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Welcome back. The African beat on the Voice of America. More music from the station. Rasta Sax from Sierra Leone gives us Why We Not For Cry. And right after that, Danko by Yusundu of Senegal featuring Akon. And Go Down, the sound of Chega and Temba from Tanzania. But we play this one now, Why We Not For Cry. Rasta Sax from Sierra Leone.
Come on. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Mami na kushuka,
tupendane forever mpaka kufa.
Usiku nikipita Twitter, mami nakukuta Twitter. Nikisema nikucheki Insta, nakuta ushaposti picha. Pesa zisikupe uchizi, kiburi na kutudharau. Wale tulokubasha vu, sasa unatusahau.
Sound of Chega and Temba from Tanzania, and before that, Danko Yusundu of Senegal featuring Akon, and Why We Not For Cry by Rasta Sax from Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Van Heer in Washington.
African Beats.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to the African Beat, the hottest African music show on the Voice of America with David Van Heer.
You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. We broadcast Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 UTC. And at 0905 on Saturdays and Sundays, we bring you live music from South Sudan.
Oh my God. I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Van Heer.
Baby, don't go.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
We take some messages now. This one says, "Hi, David Vandy on the Voice of America. My name is Rabo Jiraiye in Nigeria. I really love the African beat. And can you please play a nice piece of music for all those who are listening to African beat right now? Well, thank you very much, Rabo, and I'll do just that." And another message here from Yuma E. James in Freetown, Sierra Leone. And he says, "Hi, David. Many greetings from Wonder Record Studio in Freetown, Sierra Leone. Well, to all of you guys in Wonder Record Studio, I salute you. And now let the music roll. Come We Stay is a beautiful piece by Blanche Bailey from Cameroon. And right after that, Win by JR of Sierra Leone. And we bring you this quote that was sent to us by one of our great guys in Ghana. And that is Eugene, Rapping Drums by Flo Kingstone in Ghana. Yes, Rapping Drums, beautiful music. But let's take Come We Stay right now by Blanche Bailey of Cameroon.
Come on.
gotta spread love, but I know a lot of people still don't pick me. I don't know why. Can't say I don't wanna know, but if you gon' take it to your grave, hurry up and die. Protected by an invisible cloth, and God is my only tailor. You only gonna go against him if he wish you me nothing but failure. All I do is win.
All I do is win, win, win.
All I do is win.
All I do is win, win.
All I do is win,
win, win.
All I do is win.
All I do is win, win, win.
They say every man for himself, but I choose to watch your back. A soldier at heart, so we all the same, whether white or black. Lean at your heart, I'm reaching out to you, all my African people. If love is your weapon, I promise you that you will fear no evil. All I do is win.
All I do is win, win, win.
All I do is win. Just to reach the top, I wanna take a breather, but my enemies ain't gonna stop. So why should I? Here's my reply. When they ask me about all of my achievements, I say, hold your head high, pray to the sky. Cause when you believe it, that's when you win.
King Stone of Ghana, and before that, Win by J.R. of Sierra Leone, and Can We Stay by Blanche Bailey of Cameroon. This is the African beat on a Voice of America. Beautiful music from the continent. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.